my dad beat me, and then I had blood coming from my mouth and my head, and I just ran away. I had enough. I was too scared to run away before, but on this occasion I just ran and didn't look back. But they were already involved because children...
Social services were?
Yeah, sorry. If I got changed for PE at school, then I'd be getting changed in the toilets, and my friends had already seen like bout slashes and stuff on my back. So they'd already been involved. But it wasn't till a certain time that I ran away, and then finally they took me off him.
So belt slashes?
Yeah.
So what was that your dad disciplining you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd already grown up in a family background that was a little bit chaotic, having moved from your mum to your dad, and your dad, for whatever reason, thought that beating you in a really harsh way was acceptable.
Yeah, because he grew up in believing that it was all right, or that he was doing the right thing, because he didn't want me growing up into, you know, some kind of wild child. So he thought that was the right way.
So you ran away, and presumably then the authorities caught up with you, and that's when you were first placed in a children's home in Birmingham.
Yeah. It's just a total different world. There's lots of other kids in a big house, and just everyone's angry, everyone's emotional. A lot of the children are self-harming from the age of 10, 11. So I learned early on about self-harming and running away. And
you're 27 now, so we're talking, what, 16, 17 years ago?
Yeah.
The children's home was meant to be a place of care and protection for you, given what you'd suffered at home, the abuse you'd suffered at the hands of your father. But the children's homes that you stayed in weren't like that, or they weren't always like that, were they?
No, it's like, which one's the lesser evil? Yeah, a lot of bad stuff happened while I was in care, but
What, what did happen to you?
Well, when I was 12, a guy that was like 16 that lived there, he wasn't meant to be our part of the home, but he tried to rape me in the bathroom. It didn't work. Sorry, 11, I was 11. But that happened in the home. I've had a girl chase me around with a kitchen knife, and staff aren't doing anything to protect me apart from barricading me in a room for 3 hours. So then I run away for my safety. And then bad things happen when you run away. So it's like, you know, it'd be 1 in 10 that would be decent. So
what's the worst that happened to you?
Probably when I ran away. I got locked in a flat and I was gang raped. It was 3 days after my cousin got murdered. So it's just like one thing after the other, really. But then I couldn't go back to the home because that was the same night that I was getting chased around with the knife.
So the gang rape wasn't in a children's home. It was because you'd run away from a knife assault in a children's home. You put yourself into further danger.
Yeah.
You moved, I think, 39 different times, or you were in 39 different homes. Why was it like that?
Well, on paper, they try and blame the child and say it's because of their behaviour. And I was far from an angel. I was a very angry child, but it wasn't because of my behaviour. A lot of the time it was because they'd say it was temporary accommodation. If it's temporary, by a certain time you have to move. Even if you're comfortable, even if the staff are really getting on, they will still move you. And in the first 6 weeks, I'd already moved 6 times.
And you came into the system in Birmingham. That's where your family was.
Yeah.
But you ended up being housed all around the country.
Yeah, they moved me in year 9 just as I was about to do my SATs, and the year before my GCSEs. I was on the gifted and talented register. There was only like 16 of us out of 180. And then they moved me and wrecked my whole education. Then I didn't get no GCSEs. They put me with a home tutor that after 2 weeks, because of my behaviour, rightfully so, and my anger, he left. And then that was it. That was the only chance that I had of a real education at the time.
Why do you think that the children's homes that you've experienced in Birmingham, were not the places of sanctuary that they ought to be?
Probably not the right staffing. You know, you've got a lot of the staff, they don't have a clue what them kids are going through.